All right, boys and girls, we're going to get numbers stabilizing here while I bring up my notes from earlier today. We usually plan the firesides in the Illum and Kremlin meetings, and when we punt them until after the meta show due to ops, I've got to, like, dig up. What was I going to be harping about? If you watch the meta show, you've seen some of the stuff involving E guides. Let me dig this up. Actually, if one of the directors is listening to this, can I get a relink of our TPS report? Yeah, and Illum. All righty. All right, guys, so we do have some ops out and about, and I don't want this to take too long because as we are getting closer to ops tonight, we need to make sure that we're ready to go. We do have some important defenses that we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be forming up to defend Amok Satio. It has an armor timer, not a hull timer. We also have a bunch of SOV stuff to do. We have set a bunch of the bad guy's space on fire. So in addition to a Satio defense, we have a bunch of shit to burn down. So same shit, different day. But that does mean after I've gone on the meta show and talked a whole bunch about how you guys have been turning up with bells on, of course, we need you to keep turning up with bells on. Actually, the bells are optional as long as you turn up and you're down to fuck. We will continue to grind the guys, the bad guys' faces off. Oh, people are still coming in. Okay, hang on. It's one of those things with the fireside where depending upon time zone. Oh, looks like we're in break 800. Cool. All right. So, as usual, firesides, the way these work is you talk in Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com. You can ask questions there. You control each other. You can do whatever you want. If you try to send me a question or something in like Mumble chat, I won't see it because I have Mumble on minimal mode. So I literally cannot see it if you try to talk to me in Mumble. All right. If you watch the meta show, you've already seen the stuff about the participation strategy. We had a Kremlin meeting earlier today and we sort of went over it. One of the things that is very important. We have seen that the enemy strategy relies upon essentially scaring the Imperium into giving up. We are not only not going to give up, there's no reason for us to give up, but we can't give up in the first place because having sounded the Horn of Gundor, the enemy's plan is to go boo scary boo and they expect that we will go to Saarinen. We literally cannot go to Saarinen or leave Delve under any circumstances because all of the great war vets who resubbed to this damn silly game to fight the final fights will kill us. Like, there would be a revolution within Goonswarm if we even tried to get out of this war in any way. But the enemy's strategy is pretty clear. They think that we're going to go to Saarinen. At any day now, Goons are going to go to Saarinen. They're going to give up. They're going to give up. We took an IHUB. Oh my God, it's almost over, guys. They are trying to convince their members that this thing is almost over. And they're trying to do it without going after our Keepstars, without really doing anything that requires serious risk. So what we have to do is what we have been doing, which is to keep turning up, to keep fighting. If we cannot win the strategic objective, we bleed them, and we've been doing a damn good job of that. And as long as we keep turning up to fight, their narrative is going to continue to break down. Their narrative is that if they just keep coming, if we just keep at this, it's going to be over. And that at any moment, they'll be able to clean up all these Keepstars without having to do the work. But that's not the case. I thought it was really ridiculous when we were on the meta show and I was watching in chat, these mad nerds bragging about how they're sieging Athanors. There's more than like 1,000 fucking Athanors in Delph. We are not taking them down. They are going to have to grind through all of our shit if they want to get rid of us. And even then, that is not going to work because we're going to be, well, I don't think it'll get to that point because I think the PASPI are lazy. I think that they see that their coalition is starting to melt away. Their numbers are going down. Ours are either steady or increasing. So, you know, high fives all around. Keep it up. This is what we must do to win, is we must keep fighting, and we must mock the enemy relentlessly and ram it in their faces at every opportunity when their numbers are declining. Because it's no good if their numbers decline if we don't say anything about it. We want to basically help them along, ram it into their faces. Also, just judging from the meta show reaction, they really hate the whole PASPI thing. Like, that drives them crazy. So, keep it up. They mad. All right. Herf Blurf aside, one of the things that we promised you guys is that we were going to start releasing some guides on various ways to make money in PvE and EVE during wartime. And I wasn't expecting CCP to continue to nerf NullSec everything the way that they have, but it's kind of convenient because regardless of war stuff, it seems like these are going to be kind of topical and relevant. Let's see. I'm going to try to copy and paste links in Elysium here. So Cleomate Tion did a really good one here. This is on AFK Orca Mining. So what we're going to do is we're not going to be pushing everybody into one thing. If we tell everybody do abyssals or do this or do that, then the bad guys will come mess with it. So what we're going to be doing is releasing multiple guides, and then you guys can basically take your pick. We're in an interesting position here because a lot of goons are so rich that they just don't care, or they've already built up their industrial empires and like Isk isn't a concern. But when I do see people on Fireside saying, hey, what are we supposed to do? I want to make sure that goons who are hurting are taken care of. So there's this one. I'm bad at copying and pasting, so let me... Oh, yeah, and Cleomate is a fucking hero for this, and he's in Jabber just enough to see us giving him a shout-out, so that's good. Thank you for this. And here's another one. Saren is working on updating this, but it's already pretty accurate as it stands. This is something that can't really be touched by anything that PASPI does in NullSec. So credit to Saren on this one. And then there is another one. So he's working on that to get it up to spec as far as the Abyssal stuff. And Dodcom is going to be pinging and broadcasting a guide to being on that real shit and making money solo in Wormholes. Let's see if there's another one. We're basically trying to find a whole bunch of different ways that you can either help your friends, or if you need help, find something that you can use to do PvE such that you don't feel like you're getting screwed or abandoned or anything like that. I really want to encourage people who are in GSISC, like if you are struggling or something like that, I don't want to just assume that everybody in Goonswarm is fucking rich, right? Like if you are struggling, if you need help or something like that, ask for assistance in GSISC. The guys will point you in the right direction of a way for you to find a way to have a NullSec independent or war independent means of income. And everybody has their own favorite things. Sometimes it'll be explorations. Sometimes some people will be into the abyssals. Maybe you're insane and autistic and enjoy planetary interaction like I do. But there you go. To be fair, again, like I said on the meta show, I'm now up. I'm resetting my extractors to 7 days instead of 4 days because I think the longer you do PI, eventually the lazier you get about it. But there you go. Alrighty. But yeah, so the resources are available, and the main thing is goons helping out other goons, and you need to know that you do have a place to ask for help, and that is GSISC. It is your resource for all kinds of how is ISK Babby formed. Okay, another thing I want to talk about, and this relates to our hero hackers. So GSFOE has been doing organized hacking, and we love GSFOE, and please do join it. That's Goonswarm Offensive Entosis. Now, when we founded Goonswarm Offensive Entosis, or I should say when DeClorian founded it, the hotness at the time was the Bifrost, and then later the Magus, or Magus, I don't know how you pronounce it. I say Magus, but sounds a little weird. Whatever. Regardless, why am I bringing this up? The buffs to combat interceptors have rendered the Command Destroyer T2 hackers absolutely obsolete. Do not use them. If you use them, you will die, because previously speaking, the Bifrost and the Matrices could boost themselves out and be safe. We want you guys to be using either the Drakes or the Vexers or whatever next wacky bullshit we come up with. But if you try to use a Entosis, Bifrost, or Magus, you will get tackled and die, because CCB buffed the Interceptors, which is cool and good, but the old school, yeah, the whole Command Destroyer hacking system, utterly obsolete. Do not use them. You will die. All right. And that is important. There are lots of other cool things we can do. And I want to, one of the things that we have been seeing here in these big fights and in general through our op tempo is we are working on organizing Entosis better. That is, you know, essentially it's one of the harder things to manage in terms of a battle space in the game. The Edge is working on it. Big Bill, the boss, has been putting some cycles into it. And we do have a bunch of irregulars, I'm calling them, so, which is basically random patriotic goons who are out there hacking bad guy stuff in the middle of ops and will be like, oh, hey, well, we didn't know that this was happening, but somebody just killed a hostile iHub or killed a hostile TCU. And there's been a lot of that. The bad guys seem to have had an expectation that they could take our iHubs and take our TCUs, and then that magically we would give up, go away, as opposed to doing what we have been doing in all of the other regions over the course of this war, which is fighting back and taking their shit back, because, you know, it benefits the attacker regardless of which side you're on when you're doing a fuzzy self contest. All right, let me take a look. Okay. I am checking my notes. Bear with me. We have updated our policy on stain, which is this. I'm going to drop this here. The Stain Russians are very angry. Do not piss off the Stain Russians. They don't want standings. That's part of their thing, is they don't want standings. Don't go in there and piss them off. Please read that. There's no real reason for you to be going off individually and, like, running across. You do not want to be on the wrong end of an angry Hercules. Like, trust me. Do not piss these guys off. So, you know, the alternative that we have is to set them like soft blue, such that, you know, if you head out there and you get shot, they would be blue, but they would not set us blue. But they're not, you know, Stain Russians do not like to set groups blue. That's how they are. That's who they are. We're not going to change that. You don't try to change the Stain Russians. You just work with them and be glad that all of our guns are pointing in the same direction. So there's our Stain Russian policy there. Please do obey it. All right, what else we got? Is there a guide to C3 farming yet? I don't think it's been pinged out yet. Dodd is working on that, and we're going to have that out ideally within the next 48 hours, if not sooner. Let me take some questions here. What's my favorite ice cream? I'm not really a big, like, I'm not really big on, like, favorite things. I don't really, like, make lists of what my favorites are. Favorite weed is the weed I can get and smoke. I hate favorites because I'm lazy, right? Like, it just seems sort of odd to sit down and be like, here's my top 10 list. I mean, some people are into that kind of thing. I'm not going to shame it. It's just not really how I roll. I chose Toreador because I was making a joke about me being a sort of teehee flounce flounce persona. It's more of a Ventru or a Lissandra in heart, if we're being real. What's the deal with Army of Mangos? So Army of Mangos are part of kind of like our Imperium Chinese. Army of Mangos were all on the winning side of what happened on Serenity. And FRT is on the losing side of what happened on Serenity. And what happened, it's complicated as far as like all of the Chinese coalition politics, from what I understand. But I believe that the tensions between FRT and AOM pilots reached a point that AOM was like, screw this, like FRT guys are shooting us or messing with us in some sort of way. I'm not entirely certain on the details. I do know that they have pulled out and fucked off, though. Why do I think that Test is mostly in the background of fights? Well, one of the reasons why Test is on the background of fights is because we've been doing the fucking work, right? Like, so let's take a look at what happened today. We went yesterday into Test space and hacked a bunch of stuff and burned things. And then today they're down there defending, and then they formed up some dudes and chased us into Del, because they had to do that in order to deal with the shit we've been doing in their space. So I think one of the reasons why Test is showing up less and less is because we're forcing them to jump clone home. And also they seem to be having, well, we're putting them under pressure, right? Like they are, you know, one of the things that is an advantage for the guys like Pandemic Horde is, you know, they don't live next to us, right? They're staged in YZ9, and occasionally they have to jump clone back to Geminate if Darkseid is chewing on their stuff in Geminate or what have you. But mostly, like, it's all drone region-y kind of thing. But Test lives right next door to us, which is probably why it was a dumb idea to conspire to backstab us and kick this whole thing off, but that's Test for you. So I think one of the reasons why they are under pressure and why they're degrading is that they're right next door, and so it's very easy for us to fuck with them, and we have been. Do we have any regular git camps slash standing fleets for dealing with the fuckheads with insta lockers that keep trying to kill dudes moving to cap standing? That's a good question that I can't answer just right now. We do have several corporate git camps that are up and active, but I don't know if they're in position to deal with exactly the thing that you're talking about, and I will look into it. Is there a resource where we can read up on CD's stuff? I think that actually they're on the verge of releasing, I don't want to commit them to a date, but I've seen chatter about publishing a diplomatic update. But that is always a huge amount of effort for our diplomats, and I don't want to like put them on the spot and say it's going to be out in 2 weeks. Do you think that we'll need a new war to test or to come out of this with a dead test? Well, I mean, here's how this goes. Here is our path to victory, right? We keep turning up. We keep grinding the bad guys down. You know, it's, and again, I want people to understand, it is the trend over time. Like they are going to have spikes for big fights. Like I'm not you, and we've seen this already in the last several weeks where like some days it's like 2.1, sometimes it's 2.5, sometimes it's 1.8, sometimes it's 1.9, sometimes it's 1.32. As long as the trend line is headed in the direction of the PASPI people passing on fighting, they will continue, their progress will slow down and eventually slow to a halt, at which point then the pushback continues on our side. And then Test is fucked, right? Like, this is one of the other reasons why this is so much fun, is that essentially, the more that people like Evictus and Army of Mangos and just the line members and PASPI choose to pass, Test suffers, right? Like, the biggest losers in a scenario where the bad guys continue to fuck off and we're still standing is Test, because they're right next door to us, and fuck them. So that's kind of where we are. And I mean, you know, I think it's certainly something in the mind of like the PanFam guys. I don't think that you're going to see any like leadership withdrawal from this war. Like Pandemic Legion, they're not really a part of this. But like NCDOT, Horde, these guys aren't going to go away in terms of like Gobbins making an announcement. Like Elfboy is not going to fuck off. But his line members are increasingly going to do that. And the reason why they're going to do it is because, well, PASPI, one, and two, at a certain level, they know they can go home and that we will turn around and slit Test's throat. So I think it's kind of like a win-win for the guys on the PanFam side. Can we get a Drake Doctrine for nostalgia's sake? Well, actually, we have a Drake Doctrine. It is for hacking Drakes, and it's something that we're going to be using a lot more of because of the Command Destroyer hacker nerfs on account of combat scepters. What are the estimations regarding war length and time? Here is how long the war takes. And this is something I want all you guys to know. The war lasts one day longer than the enemy's will. That's all we have to do. One day longer than the willpower of the foe. And we've got a lot more willpower than them. But that's what it takes. That's what everybody needs to understand. Just one day longer than the bad guys. What about Red Alliance coming back? It's awesome. They are moving into Delve. Hopefully you'll see them crabbing away in some areas. And also in terms of offense, they are eager to work, from my understanding, they're eager to work alongside the Stain Russians to continue to fuck with the bad guys. They are not joining the Imperium as a coalition member. They want their own coalition, and we are always happy to help our ancient allies, right? I mean, it's fucking RA. You know, Mikasa Tsukasa. All right, so there are 900, almost 930 of you, which I want to thank you all for turning up. We are not done yet. I just got a good word from Asher Elias that there are going to be fleets right after the fireside. So we are going to wrap this sucker up, and we are going to put all of our angry goons into fleets and do things. It's going to be a wild night tonight. I want you to know that the bad guys are going to start hitting our Sitios. They did hit one of our Sitios. I'm very interested in Sitio fights, because if the enemy will not attack us on our Keepstars, the Sitios are essentially one of the largest platforms that we have for Citadel defense. We know that we have a tremendous advantage when it comes to fights on Citadels, and we have had trouble getting the bad guys to hit the heavy stuff, right? So we're going to be forming up. We're going to be defending a Mukdot Sitio. It has a armor timer. We also have a bunch of Sov stuff going on. So shit's going to be hot tonight. Things were hot yesterday. I don't want the worst thing that could happen is for everybody to go, okay, we've got this. We're grinding their numbers down. I don't need to turn up today. We need everyone. We sounded the fucking horn of Gundor, and things are heading in the right direction. We've done a great job of blunting the enemy's momentum, right? Like, they are grinding and they are not happy about it. And we love grinding. This is what we do. This is what we have always done since Goonswarm was fucking born, is we grind like motherfuckers. So we need you. We need you for the grind. Fleets are going to be going out shortly. Look for those pings, join them, and get strapped in. It's going to be a wild one. That's it.